Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin, Daf Yod Chet Amud Aleph, at the first of the two Mishnayot here, which is the end of Mishnah Bet. HaShochet B'Magal Katsir B'Derach Halichata Bet Shammai Poslinu Etel Machshirin. So in the first half of Mishnah Bet, we noted that Magal Katsir, the round scythe that is serrated on the inside curve, is invalid. However, if somehow you were to use it and cut just in one direction so you would not have the serrations cutting against the skin, then Beit Shammai Poslin, they still say it's Pasul Beit Hillel Machshirin. We'll have to see what that means. But if you smooth out the serrations, then it's like a knife, it's totally good. Now, Amar Chiya Bar Amar Yochanan, Afchi Shur Beit Hillel, Lechshur Elo Tahara Midei Nevela. Beit Hillel did not say this is a valid Shechita. All they said was this is not a Nevela, and therefore it is not tamei. Mechila asura, it's still prohibited to be eaten. Rashi, they cannot be tamei shemai poslin until machshirin, v'lotamei shemai osrin until matirin. Rashi says that you could see that in the language of the Mishnah, it should have said betil matirin, unless they indeed are not allowing you to eat. But v'litameich, we count that. So v'litni bechamei tamin v'til matirin. If you really mataharin, if you want to find language that will really fit the halacha that you're presenting, it should say that Beit Shammai are mitameh, mishum nevelari, tell them mitaharin. Poslim achshirin, osrin matirin, chada miltahi. To say poslim achshirin is the same as osrin matirin, that doesn't tell you anything. So we may indeed be right that Beit Hillel do not permit you to eat it, but you cannot infer that from the language. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. Hashochet mitoch hatabat. The tabat is the ring. There are rings of cartilage that surround the trachea. So mitoch hatabat is a little misleading. It should be really bitoch hatabat. If you slice not in the soft area between these rings, but rather on the cartilage itself, she'er ba melo hachut al pnei kula, and you leave even the faintest amount, but of the total ring going around, which means you did not cut on the top of the ring, shkitato k'shera. He says all you need is a rove going around to be fine. Now it's important to note that the topmost cartilage totally surrounds the trachea. Below that, they surround the trachea about 70% or 80%, and then there's some membrane that sits on the backside, as it were, and fills that in. And we'll see about that in a minute. Rav Shmuel Damri Tavayu Halachak Rav Yosef Yehuda Avyaf Rav Yosef Yehuda Bamar Ela Betabad Gdolahu Il Makevet Kol Hakaneh. So here Rav Shmuel say that we rule like Rav Yosef Yehuda, we only need rove, but they claim that Rav Yosef Yehuda only applied his halacha to the topmost ring, what we're calling the biggest ring, because it goes totally surrounds. But the rest of them not. Now, v'shartavotlo, we're asking, v'atan Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, we have a bright in which he says, hashochet b'shar taba'ot, if you slaughter at any of the other taba'ot, alfi she'in mekifot et kol hakaneh, even though they don't go all the way around, it's still valid as long as they do go around most of it. Umugremet psula. He also says that mugremet, which is when we've already dealt with this a little bit, agrama, when you cut into the wrong area, then it is pasul. And now he'id Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos al mugremet shehik shera. Here we have a disagreement. So we're going to take all of this apart. Let's go back and understand Rabbi Shmuel's ruling. I'm Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Tarti Kamar. He said two different halachot, meaning that if you cut into the tabat, as long as the majority is there, it's fine, and that could even apply to the other tabaot. They accepted one halacha. They didn't accept his extension to the other tabaot. But they didn't say we rule like him in one case. They said he limited it only to one case. So hachikamar, this is what they meant. That's what they meant. Not that he limited it, but rather he extended it. We are not going to accept that extension to the other tabaot. Okay. Kisalik Rabbi Zera, a very famous story about Rabbi Zera making aliyah. There's a lot of stories about his aliyah. Acham mugremet to Rabbi Shmuel. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he ate an animal he was in the habit of eating animals that were slaughtered, that according to Rav Shmuel's ruling would be called mugremet, which means they were cut through the other tabaot. Amri le, lav mi'atrei Rav Shmuel, aren't you from Bavel? Isn't that Rav Shmuel's territory? So shouldn't you be accepting their chumrah? Amalehu man amra. He said, who do you hear it from? Yosef Barchia? Yosef Barchia is the fellow who told you that Rav Shmuel said this? He listens to anybody's reports and he internalizes them. He might have heard it from somebody unreliable. Sham Rav Yosef Ikpid. Rav Yosef heard this and was very upset. Listen, everybody. I got it from the best source of all for Rav Shmuel, and that's Rav Yehuda. He is even careful to make sure not to attribute wrongly statements that belong to one giver to another. And he quoted this halacha, and he says, I'm not sure if it's from Rav or from Shmuel. If you don't have an expert, you could have three, what do we dealt with at the beginning of Sanhedrin, you could have three non-mumchim say that this animal, this bechor, is a balmum, and the kohen can eat without shechita. Okay, without korban. Now, Rav Zeira, that is what Yosef Brachia's response in saying, I do have a good tradition on this. Now, parenthetically, Rav Zeira lately, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Pesachim, which is all about minhagim, the rule is that when you leave one place to go to another, you have to maintain the severity of the chumrah of the minhagim, both of the place that you left and the place that you came to. So if you left a place where they don't do malachan Erev Pesach to a place where they do, you still can't do it. And vice versa, you still can't do it. So Amar Baye, so we have three answers to this. One, first of all, Hanim Mili Bavel, Abavel, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Amar Eretz Yisrael, Abavel. That's if you leave one area of Bavel to another, or one area of Eretz Yisrael to another, or certainly if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you still have to maintain the old tradition. From Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, but in those days, if you left from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, came into Anan Kaifinan Lehu, since we in Eretz Yisrael are subservient to the leadership in Bavel, are subservient to the leadership in Eretz Yisrael, Avdina Kavataya, we accept their customs and we leave our own customs behind. That's answer one. Rashim, our filetem Bavel Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't want to make that distinction, Hanimili Hechadatol Achzor, the rule is very clear on Psachim, that you only maintain your old minhagim if you're just visiting in the new place. But if you've moved, then you give up the old minhagim. Rav Zeira in dato lachzor aver. Rav Zeira made aliyah. It's very famous. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Harabonan da'atu mechozamri. This is the third answer. The rabbis who come from Mechoza, which is Rav's town, would say, I'm Rav Zeira, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Mugramek Shera. That this thing that Rav and Shmuel said, cutting through the Tabaot, is valid. Amarle Nahara, Nahara Pashte. You're right. Indeed, there are different positions that are taken. Each river goes in its own direction, as it were. Which means that even in Bavel, it was not a slam dunk that they followed Rav and Shmuel. And so therefore, Rabbi Zera's behavior when he came there to Israel is very understandable. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Achshar, Bechuda de Kova. The area above the Taba'at is shaped something like an awkward-looking hat. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, even if you cut at the tip of that hat, it's still valid, which is way above the Tabat. Currently, Rabbi Yochanan Gisa Gisa, Rabbi Yochanan, hearing that, said, that's too far, you've gone too far. It's also a play on the word Gis, which means brother-in-law, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan was to him. Amar Papi Mishmei Durava, but now we're going to lessen it a little bit. Paga Bechitei Trefa. There's little kernels that look like wheat kernels that are around the, that are on the slope of that hat, above the Tabat. So as if you encounter those, it's a trefa in your cutting. Ibarlu pagavanaga bahan. What did he mean pagad? Did he mean lifgoa, which means to encounter and actually hit them? Dichti vaifgabo vayamot, when Benayahu killed Yoav, he encountered him and he killed him. Well, dilma pagavalonaga. Maybe it means to encounter, but not to actually touch, meaning that you kind of swept through it, but didn't cut them directly. When Yaakov met the Malachim, he encountered them. They didn't touch him. So, which is it? We're going to have lots of different traditions here from Bavel. Shier Bechiti, which means if you slice through the chitin, you left them there, but you cut in the middle, Shera. So you see that Paga means to touch. Bar Mar Yunuka, I was in front of him. This rabbi, Rav told me, Shir Bechiti Kshera. It's still valid. He told me, Ikla Marzutra La Atrin. Marzutra came to our town, Vidarash, and he taught Shir Bechiti Kshera. Ravashi Amar Paga Bechiti Kshera. Shir Bechiti Trefa. So he obviously reads Pagas mean not touching it. If you don't touch them, and you cut through them without touching, it's kasher. But if you actually cut and left something over, then it is invalid. V'hilchata, what's the halacha? Mishipui kova. Ulamata kshera. There's a point at which this hat, as it were, slopes down towards the gullet, you know, towards down, towards the inside of the animal. Anywhere from there on down, it's shira. That's the same area, shira b'chiti. Rav Nachman achshir b'shipui kov alamata. He said that was valid. Remember, we've left our Mishnah in the dust. The two opinions in our Mishnah were far lower down as a topmost threshold. And we've gone way above that. So he said, who are you ruling like? Amar le'ana lo chilek yadana v'lo bilek yadana. It's maybe like, you know, I don't know these two guys. Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Ana shmata yadana. I know the shmuot. What are the shmuot? The halacha. Ruchi abraham Rabbi Yochanan. Or perhaps, or Rabbi Yozavna Rav Chanina. Or perhaps from Yaakov Ra'idim Rav Yishuv and Levi. So it's one of the three great early Amorai Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, or Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Shipoi koval matak shera. It's valid. Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Mugremet the Rabbanan. Watch this scheme. Shera Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What the Rabbanan call Mugremet, which is cutting in the Taba'ot below the top one, is valid for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what he calls Mugremet, which is the top Tabat, if you don't leave a majority or above that, Rav Chanina Mantignos, there's Kakshera, Rav Chanina Mantignos, who said Mugremet Kshera. Obviously, it doesn't mean Mugremet in general, but it means what you consider Mugremet, I'm validating because I say above that is fine. Pshita, that's very obvious. So, Mauritam Rav Chanina Mantignos, Adrabanan Kai. Maybe Rav Chanina Mantignos, who we had earlier in this podcast, said Mugremet Kshera, Heij, Mugremet Kshera. Maybe he was referring to what you, the Rabbanan, call Mugremet, which is cutting through one of the other rings. That's what he meant. So Kamash Malan, no, he was referring to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and saying that which you call Mugremet, I still say is Kshera, because you can go high above that. Ev, Eimachinami, why don't we think he's responding to the Rabbanan? The answer is, Imkein Heid Alehami Ba'ele. It shouldn't say Heid Al Mugremet, it should Heid Aleha, meaning referring to what the Rabbanan said, and he should say it's valid. The answer is, he's even saying that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's Mugremet is valid. And we actually rule that way. The Kav Nachman Kavatei. It's kind of an unusual circumstance where the Mishnah presented one opinion, a more liberal opinion. We have a far more liberal opinion in the Braita of Chanan Tignos. Rav Nachman rules that way, and that's indeed how we rule. Amar Avuna Amar Rav Asi Machloket B'Sheshachat Shnei Shlish V'Grim Shlish. So Rav Asi now comes and says, the machloket of Yosef Yehuda and Rabbanan is if you shechted the first two-thirds properly and then you cut out for the last third. Why? The Rabbanan savri kula shechita ba'inim b'tabat gula. The entire shechita has to be in that main tabat. Rav Yosef Yehuda savar ruba kechulo. No, as long as you have rov, which means you did two-thirds, you're fine. But if you did the first third out and then cut in, and the second two-thirds were inside, I all agree that that's pasul. When the animal dies, it has to be that rov was already b'shchita. And the animal died, we assume at the 50% mark of shchita. And here you had 33% out and only 16% in, so rov was not b'shchita. So Chista turns around and says, Adraba, lema mar ipcha, say the opposite, meaning push it more lenient. Maybe the machlok is only when you did the first third out and then the two-thirds in. He says it's valid because, after all, as we'll see the ruling a little later on, if you encounter the first half of the trachea is cut open and then you cut the second half, it's valid. Same thing, you came from the outside and then you came in, you should be okay. Rabbanan would distinguish and say, Hata makom shchita, hachala makom shchita. In that case, at least you were cutting in the makom shchita. Here, your first third was out. So they would say it's invalid. Aval shachat shnei shlish v'igrim shlish, but if the first two-thirds were in and then the third was out, divra kol kshera, all should agree it's kasher. Tatnan rubo shalachad kamohu. Because what's the rule that we see in the beginning of the second parak? Rove of one is enough. That's the rove of any siman is considered like the entire siman. So you did rove of this thing properly. You're good. So why, Rav Chisda says, why don't you read it that way? So Rav Yosef, man nemelan dahu ruba dahatam lav Rav Yosef Yehuda katani la. So Rav Yosef turns to him and says, who says maybe that Mishnah at the beginning of the second paragraph is Rav Yosef Yehuda? Maybe the Rabbanan do not accept the idea that rove siman is kasiman. So Rav Yosef Yehuda katani la. So Amalei Abaye says, "Ah, to call Ruba the Almir Rav Yosef Yehuda Ktanila." You think every time it says Rove and Shas, that's Rav Yosef Yehuda? and that's ridiculous. Amar le Rabbi Yosef answered back, Ana Ruba de Shechita Kamina. I'm only talking about within the world of Shechita. Within the world of Shechita, maybe every time it says Rov, that's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Shamana Lehuda Pligi, because we already know that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees about Rov against Rabbanan in our Mishnah. All right, that's one version of this discussion. There's another version. He has it the way that we turned it around. The machloket Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rabbanan is only if he did the first third out. As we suggested earlier, we made the same distinction that we made earlier as a proposal. Now is definitive. If you did the first two thirds in, and then last third was out, it's all good. Because the halacha is rove is good enough. Matka Rchista Manle Malanda Hu Ruba Dahatam Lav Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktani Las. And now Rchista, who earlier was the first challenger, now becomes the first challenger asking what the second question was, which is who says that that's not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktani La. So Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Yosef, who earlier was attributed as being the one to ask this question, is the one who answers it. Atuk Ruba Da Alma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ktani La. You think every rove in Shas is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Alright, same result. But here it's Rav Chista who's saying it back. Okay, so that's the two versions. Now, it's a fascinating case. If he did the first third and the last third out, but the middle third was in, which means when you crossed the 50% mark, you were in the Makom Shechita, in the zone, as we'll call it. Ravuna Marav Ksheira. So Ravuna says that Rav said it's valid. Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda, who we always trust the most when it comes to reporting from both Rav and Shmuel, said Trefa. Rav Yehuda Marav Ksheira Wai Kinafka Chiyuta B'Shechita Kanafka. He died at the 50% mark, and you were doing Shechita then. Rav Yehuda Marav Trefa Wai Ba'in Ruba B'Shechita V'Leika. A majority of the act must be a proper Shechita, and you don't have that. Two thirds was not. Okay, now flip it. Shachat Shlish V'Gim Shlish V'Gim Shachat Shlish. Let's say you did the first and the last third properly, and the middle third was improper. Rav Yehuda Marav Ksheira, so Rav Yehuda sticking to his gun says now it's valid, because two-thirds of the Shechita was proper. Atu Shalu Rav Huna, they came to Rav Huna and asked him. Amalu Trefa, he said, it's a Trefa. Rav Yehuda Vikpid, Rav Yehuda heard this and he got upset. Amar Tarifna Machshar, when I said it was Trefa, he said it was Kosher, when it was two-thirds Hagrama and the middle third was Shechita. Machsharna Tarifa, now that I'm Machshar, he says it's Trefa? Rav Huna, Shaper Kamak Mikpat. Rav Huna heard about this. He said, you know, he's right to be upset. I'm wrong. Chada Yu Shmiele Minei Durav, Analo Shmiele. He heard it from Rav. I only extrapolated from what I heard about Rav about the other case. Yoraika Ruba Vishchita. Plus, he's right. You have two-thirds Vishchita. It should be proper. So I'm like, Rav Chista, Lota Darbach. Rav Chista said to Rav Huna, stick to your guns. Don't change your mind. Why? De'im Kein Mafsad Al Kamaita. You'll lose the first ruling also, because you got to be consistent. Hata my tamakamach shart. Why did you say when the middle third was shechita only it was still valid? Tachinafka chiyuta bechshera kanafka. That because it dies at a proper point at the 50%, and at that point you're doing shechita. Chrami kinafka chiyuta bagrama kanafka. So same thing here, inverted. Here it's dying at the 50% mark when you're doing hagrama, so it's no good. Okay, story. Ikar of Nachman the Surah. Nachman came to Surah. Ba'u minei shachat shlish v'igrim shlish v'shachat shlish. The case we just had, Mahu. They asked him. Amar lehu lav hainu d'Rabbi Elazar bar Manyumi. He says, why are you asking me? It's already been ruled on. That's Rabbi Elazar bar Manyumi. Who said, shchita suya kemasreik. If you have shchita like a comb, which means zigzagging, ksheira. That's what zigzagging seems to be. In, out, and in. The makom shchita. They said, no, maybe zigzagging there just means if you're all within the zone, but you cut and then cut down and cut over. Now, Makom Shechita, my lememra, so he says, why would I need a ruling to tell me that that's okay? The answer is, maybe Shechita has to be one clean shot, and I can't move around. The answer is, Kamashvalan, that it is valid, but that doesn't tell me, if part of it's out, that it's okay. Yativ Rabbi Abba Chorei Derav Kahana. Here's a story. Rabbi Abba was sitting in back of Rav Kahana. Yativ Rav Kahana Kamei Derav Yehuda. All right, so here's the rule. Rav Yehuda is the Rav, Rav Kahana is the Talmid, and Rav Abba is in back of him. Vyati v'ka'amar, Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda, Shachat shlish v'gimr shlish v'shachat shlish mahu, our case. Amrlei shchitato k'shira, it's valid. He grim shlish shachat shlish v'gimr shlish mahu. He asked him the opposite case, the one we had earlier, if the hagrama was first and third. Amrlei shchitato p'sula, Rav Yehuda sticks to his guns. Shachat makom nekev mahu. What if you shecht and the first half of the trachea has a hole in it? Amrlei shchitato k'shira, it's valid. Shachatu pagabo nekev. What if you did proper shechita on the first half and found the second half to be gone? Mahu amarle shchitato psula. That was his ruling. Kasher pasul, kasher pasul. Az Rabbi Abba amra kamed Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Abba then came to Israel. He told Rabbi Lazar in Tiberia, he told him this ruling. Az Rabbi Lazar amra kamed Rabbi Yochanan. He came to Rabbi Yochanan and repeated it. Amarle maishnat. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Lazar, why would Rav Yehuda in Bavel distinguish between the whole being in front or the whole being in back? Amarle shachat makom nekev. If you shecht and there's already a hole there in the front half. Now, second, Mishnah Shachat Goy, Gemar Yisrael. It's like a Goy did the first half. It was happened by itself. And then the Jew finished it. And that's valid. If a Goy shechts the first half and a Jew finishes it, it's fine. Shachat Pagamu Nekev, but if the Jew shechted it and found the second half to be gone, now, second, Mishnah Shachat Yisrael, Gemar Goy. It's as if the Yisrael started and the Goy finished, in which case it's invalid. That's why. Kari Alei, Goy, Goy. So Rabbi Yochanan said, just as we had earlier, Gisa, Gisa, here he said, Goy, Goy. He said, well, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. So Rava, now it comes back to Bavel, and Rava says, Shaper Karu Alei of Goy, Goy. He said he was right to make fun of that ruling. In the case where a Jew shechts and stops halfway and gives it to the Goy to finish, when it dies in the hands of a Goy, that's not Shechita. Here the Jew is shechting. What do I care if the first half was out or the second half was out? The Jew shechted everything, and as we're going to see later on in the Masechet, a hole in the trachea doesn't make it a trefa. So therefore, what do I care if he cut the first half or cut the second half and the other half was gone by itself? Either way, it should be valid. And indeed, they rejected Rabbi Yehuda's ruling in the last pair and said both cases should be kasher. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next Mishnah, Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.